It's raw, uncut, unscripted. This is where real conversations are had and truths are told. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
What's happening, family? Hey, Shemaine Man, TJ Chapman, host of the Black Couch Chronicles. Man, listen, I am with one of the most sensational artists I've ever met in a long time.
Hi.
7th Street is in the building, y'all.
Thank you, sir. How you doing?
What's going on?
I am amazing.
You? Wow, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us for the Spring Days Food and Music Festival. You just ripped the stage up.
We had so much fun.
Didn't we?
I feel like because you know I'm home. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm a whole Florida girl, so I had a really good time. I saw so many familiar faces, and yeah, it was a good time.
Listen, we're going to have 7 questions for 7. You know, from the country, I say 7.
7.
But we already know.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get straight into it. Who are some of your favorite artists to work with?
Some of my favorite artists to work with. I think everybody knows my number one is Chris. I love working with Chris. I love working with Alicia. Mm-hmm. I love working with singer-songwriters, Eric Bellinger. You know, like, I love working with just artists who are, like, you know, just creative all the way around the board. You just don't know what they're going to pull out of their hat, so that's always a good time.
So one of my favorite things is when it comes to being a singer and a songwriter. Mm-hmm. So as a songwriter, do you find it more challenging to write songs for yourself or for other artists?
Ooh, I would say, honestly, I feel like it's more challenging writing songs for yourself.
Really?
And for my, yeah, because when I'm writing, like, let's say if I was writing a song for you,
okay,
we would sit, I would ask you questions about your life, your love life, you know, how you feel in your heart, how you feel in your head, how you feel in your soul. We'll talk about it.
Right.
And I can pull that out of you. When you're writing songs for yourself, it's almost like you're exposing your journal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like, would you want to expose your journal to?
I don't care. Hey, I'm an open book.
Everybody knows me.
I'm open book. I don't care.
So it's like it's not an impossible challenge. It's fun to dig into yourself like that, but it is, out of the two, it's the more challenging, I feel like.
Okay, so we're gonna keep it right there. So we talked about that. Now, is it easy to write for a man or for a woman? Because you done did both.
That's a great question. I've never been asked that question.
Hey.
That's the first. Is it easier to write for a man or a woman? I mean, obviously I'm a woman, so yes, I guess technically. But I think it's easier to write, you know, closest to like a lot of my writing, like, mentors that I grew up, like, a lot of them, I grew up in a lot of male rooms. Everybody knows the music industry, especially when I came up, it was like a lot of like male writers, male producers.
Right.
Now we have like, you know, it's grown a lot more in the rooms, but a lot of my, you know, learning, like, you know, bars and things like that came from writing for a lot of men. So I feel like sometimes being a little fly on the wall as a woman in the room full of, you know, male writers and things like that.
Right.
You kind of learn, because us women, we're quick like that. So we pick up. So sometimes it feels easier to write for men.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right. So have there been any songs that you rent for yourself, but it's said, you know what, I'm going to get it to somebody else?
I feel like the way the Ariana Grande record was like that.
Okay.
The way wasn't all the way like that, because we wrote that for Jordan first. What was another record that was like that? I would have to say, I mean, I tell this story all the time, but Pieces for Tamar was like that.
Okay.
It was one of those ones where, like, I was in tears in the session. I was, you know, I really wrote from that place that I was telling you that sometimes it's hard to dig from.
Hard to dig from. Oh,
so
yeah.
I wrote from that place, and then we did end up selling the record, and she killed the record. So if anything, it's never hard to give it up when the artist does the record justice. But, you know, from personal standpoints, it was one of those records that, you know, I wrote with a thug tear, you know.
Thug tear. The left eye, the right eye.
You know what I mean? A little thug tear.
So talk to us about the new single, 97.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell the fans about it and what inspired 97.
Ooh, 97 is, 97 is just full of, like, honestly, all 90s, early 2000s nostalgia.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like, word to, like, Janet Jackson.
Right.
Word to 93 Till Infinity. You know what I mean? It has, like, a really cool-ass sample in it. Like, word to all of, like, the black female, like, artists of that time, because they were like, they were sensual and soft, but they were like, you know, they were very dominant. They just had all the things. And I feel like Janet and Vogue and, you know, it was a different kind of sexy. So I feel like all of that got poured into 97.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So finish this question, or finish this sentence, I should say. Mm-hmm. I want fans to remember me for.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good one. I want fans to remember me for being someone who really, really, really loved the craft. And beyond the lights, beyond the accolades, beyond all of it, I am genuinely, there's nothing else in the world I would rather be doing than what I'm doing. So I would love for them to, like, know that. And when they hear the music, they hear it in the music. When they hear the lyrics, they hear it in the lyrics. And know that it always comes from a pure place.
Wow.
Yeah.
New music coming soon? tell the people where they can find
it. Very soon. New music coming very soon. Just follow me on all of my socials. My 7, my Instagram, my TikTok, all my things. At 7, SEVYN.
Hey, it's your main man, TJ Chapman, the Black Couch Chronicles. Hey, listen, that's what it is. 7th Street in the building. Hey, remember to keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.